When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
The demon gates are opening.
He knows I'm here.
Who knows you're here?
Orcus.
No, you guys. Orcus. He's like the prince of the undead, demon lord, lives in the abyss where all the demons live. Didn't you ever hear scary stories about him when you were a kid?
It sounds abysmal. What's cooking good looking?
The figure straightens up and takes a step back and turns around. And you are staring into a mirror.
Well, what's wrong with the good-looking part?
When you are hit from behind.
Chef Sully's in the house.
I like this Chef Sully idea. So
yeah, I
want
to see where Chef Sully takes us.
I'm finding all kinds of stuff.
Well, I mean, I recognize pretty much everything else in here, but this one, I don't know what this one is.
You don't know if you're going to be allergic to it until you put it in your mouth.
Yeah, that's not usually how I like to find that out.
I think you should just try it.
What's Glim doing?
Just eating, observing this conversation.
And if demon gates are opening, that could spell disaster for everyone.
Disaster's a middle name.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. And with me today is Carla Maxted.
That is me. I play Glim, a dragonborn paladin.
And Amy Moore.
Mm-hmm. I'm Sullivan Slate. I've just embodied this character now, a Lightfoot halfling rogue.
And Tom Laird.
Yup. I play Moot. Half-orc wild magic sorcerer.
What's going on with everybody?
I don't know, Russ. It's midway through November.
It's very busy.
It's almost Thanksgiving in America.
Oh, that's
true.
So I guess enjoy your Thanksgiving festivities leading up to. We'll have another episode before then. I don't know what we're talking about. Why are we trying to do an intro? We never do this.
Yeah, this is very confusing.
You know, we usually talk about something, and where we talk about things that we actually know what's going on is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast.
Well, we sometimes know what's going on.
Most of the time we know what's going on. At least one of us knows what's going on some of the time.
That's 25% of the
time.
That's
right.
That's how math works.
And when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you. Like today's patron, Koo_101.
Oh, mysterious Koo.
Yeah.
I like it.
The username.
Thank you, Koo_101.
You're the best.
Well, we are a 100 level course, so that makes sense.
Koo COO?
Yeah.
Then maybe when you say it, it's just supposed to be like...
Or what if they're the chief operating officer of something?
Oh,
that is
possible.
It's
just the COO.
Or it's, like Tom said, the first level course to becoming a COO.
Sure.
That's the kind of high profile, very intelligent people that listen to this podcast.
That's right.
Now,
hell yeah.
And if you're here, you already knew that.
That's true.
So thank you, Koo.
Anyways, thank you, Koo.
Thanks, Koo.
Fuck it! Let's play D&D! Previously, you had some omelets, you talked about some demon gates, and now it's a little bit later in the day. Glim, you're...
Feeling great?
Feeling great, yeah. Okay, what are you doing?
Just making sure I'm feeling great.
Feel totally fine.
Eggs are a really good source of protein and energy.
Yeah. Well, and if you're going to save the world, you got to be feeling great.
Well, and I had that baguette. I mean, I'm ready. I guess, I mean, we didn't mention it, so I guess maybe I missed my Zumba class this morning. I guess I didn't show up to teach it because we, like, kind of slept in because we were doing our rotated sleeps, and then we had that big breakfast, and then I was talking to the priestess, so...
There's a few people who kind of found you a little bit later in the day, and they're like, did we miss a memo? Was there supposed to be a class this morning?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I try and do it almost all the time. I just had a late night and some weird stuff. And then, you know, my friend made me breakfast. Oh. And I'm sorry. I'll be back. And, you know, I can talk more about Bahamut tomorrow morning. Maybe come find me tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of busy tomorrow morning.
Well, whatever morning. I'll be there, unless I'm off on an adventure.
Oh, you go on adventures?
Sometimes. Once we went to this haunted windmill.
Oh, That sounds spooky.
It was spooky.
Gather round, townsfolk, and let me tell you about the time we went to the haunted windmill.
Et cetera, et cetera. A plane drive goes overhead as I finish telling them about our adventure. Or sorry, no, that doesn't, that's anachronistic. A loud... wagon rolls by the wheels as I tell them the rest of this story, because we already all know about it.
That's right. Sully Mooten Hillip, where are you? As Glim was ambushed by her Zumba fans.
What time is it?
I pictured it kind of later in the day.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, go, you know, walk around the docks.
You're looking for the sewer ducks? Like, what?
I want to walk around the docks. I'm not just... I don't just want to wander among ducks.
Okay.
But they were in the docklands or the dock
ward. They were in the dock ward.
The dock ward.
The dock ward.
So, we are out here just trying to find, like, adventure and clues for the... Do you think the demon gates are down by the docks?
No, man, I just kind of figured that we do so much of our adventuring at night. Like, daytime, this is my time.
It's time
Maybe
to
I
get
just
a walk.
Want to go to a nice for a nice walk.
I mean, that
also,
sounds
good. Also, who invited
good.
You? I don't even know.
Oh, was I not supposed to be invited?
Well, no, I guess you could come along, but just saying.
Okay, I mean, Moot invited me. He said, hey, we're going for a walk. And I said, cool, bro. I got a chance to get some more... sweet baked goods, and we thought maybe we'd swing by the Stars and the Moon, or the Moon and Stars.
The Moon and Stars Bakery.
Sun and
Stars. Sure.
Sun and Stars Bakery. Got it. Bing. Nailed it.
Actually, what Moot said was you were welcome to accompany Sully on a walk while he went to the library to look up Orcus. I volunteered Sully to.
Yeah, where did Moot go? He ducked out a little while ago.
Yeah, I can't believe he left me alone with you.
Where does Moot go?
Moot goes to the library. Moot's very studious.
Studious? That's not a word I have heard. Studious. Can you say stu?
Well, I can, but he's not in a studio. That just doesn't even make any sense.
All right, well, I mean, do we want to go find him? See what he's up to? Maybe he's got some sweet, sweet hints.
Yeah, we can find some picture books for you.
Oh, I like the picture books. We cut to the library. Moot, you make it to the library, which probably has a name.
I would assume as much.
Waterdeep's Library.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, solid.
Library of Waterdeep. Waterdeep. Waterdavian Library. Waterdavian Library. That's the one we'll go with. That's what you are from when you're from Waterdeep, is you're a Waterdavian. Now you know. You pull up, and what are you doing?
You pull up. They see me rolling.
Big Cadillac, spinning rims.
And like, low. What's this? Yeah, when it like jumps up
the
and
hydraulics?
Down.
Yeah.
It's fucking rad. I can't believe walking.
Bucket
Why
seats.
Is it Moot shared this bitch and ride with us before?
Sorry, guys. This is a Moot only vehicle.
It's a one seater.
Only to library trips.
Yeah.
It's the library shuttle. Yeah. Even picked him up.
It's the Waterdeep library shuttle.
It's the bookmobile.
I feel like there's like something weird going on with the accounting at the library that's publicly funded, but I mean,
neither here nor there.
Well, however you get kids into the library, you know what I mean?
Right. It's right. All about hooking them early on.
Yeah, if you have to kidnap them and throw them in the trunk of your awesome car.
I talked to the... I mean, whatever works. It's a real Nosferatu vibe we got going on here.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'm an educator. Fuck.
I head up to the front desk and like gently tap the librarian that's working away on something on the shoulder. Say, hi. I didn't want to disturb you, but I needed a little help.
The individual stands up and turns around, and they're a Warforged. They are different. They have a different mix of humanoid and metallic arms. And they turn around and look down at you because they're quite tall, probably pushing 6.5 feet, and looks down at you and says, yes.
I was wondering if you had any books on Orcus, maybe any like histories or like a dummy's guide to sort of thing.
We do have information on all of the demon lords.
Oh, there's more than the one?
Yeah. Yes, sir. There are.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have a lot of reading to do, aren't I?
Well, if you are reading about all of them, yes. Yes, you will have plenty of reading to do, but you would like to start with Orcus, yes?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was the only one, so yeah, let's start there and I'll branch out if need be.
He's not even the worst one, but...
Oh, good.
But yes, he leads you to a back section of the library and to a section titled The Abyss. What... languages do you speak, and are you able to read?
I am able to read and speak Common, Dwarvish, Orc, and I can read Gnomish, but I'm not very good at speaking it.
Most of our texts are written in Infernal. Various devils have put together different stories and books on the Abyss and the Nine Hells. We do have some translated into Common. And I could direct you to those right here. He picks one book up and hands it to you. He says, this should have some information on Demon Lord Orcus.
Perfect. Thank you so much. If you can think of any other books, you just please let me know.
I will spend my entire day thinking about it.
Oh, wow. That's more than I could ever have hoped for. Thank you so much.
It is a slow day here, so I shall look for more books that you can read with the languages that you have.
Picture books, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always up for anything animated, if need be. But thank you so much for looking into this for me.
Of course, and your name was when I find them, so that I can direct you personally.
Oh, Moot. My name is Moot.
Pleasure to meet you, Moot.
What's your name?
My name is Book.
Your name is Book?
Yes.
That's real easy to remember.
It was a calling that I had, and thus I am here.
All right, Book. I look forward to reading this book and talking more to that book.
Perfect.
Can I have arrived at the library now that I've finished? I got distracted by some chatting with the Zumba folks, but
yeah,
I knew my friend was going there.
Absolutely. Glim pulls up. Moot's been
also in a fly
ride.
Well,
it's just the one. It's just the, okay. It's the shuttle.
Glim arrives in a casual fashion. You're at the library. Moot, you've been there for a little while.
And do I see Moot or do I just see the librarian?
You walk in and you don't see Moot directly. It's a large library. You walk in and there is a tall Warforged standing at the desk.
Hello, friend.
Good day.
I'm looking for my friend Moot, and I'm wondering if you have seen him.
Ah, yes, the one looking into the demon lords, but can't speak the languages that most of the books are written in.
Oh, that is troublesome. Yeah, we want to learn more about Orcus. I mean, I have common, of course, and then draconic and halfling. Anything there?
I shall spend the rest of my day looking for books that will fit those languages in the subjects that you so desire.
Oh, well, that's very generous of you. Can you point me in the direction of Moot?
He waves his hand off to his left and back, and he's like, back through there, follow the torches, and he should be, unless he has relocated, he should be back there.
Thank you so much. So I'm going to go find Moot and see what he's learned.
Yeah, Moot is sitting there reading books. He's got his crab claw mage hand summoned and is holding the book out in front of him. So he doesn't need to like keep reaching up to turn pages. Just get that crab claw to do it for him.
Moot, how's it going? Is there any good research? Like, is there a like how to DIY kill demon lord or...
I haven't come up with anything like that yet. There's been some kind of like history type stuff, you know, some real beginner stuff about where demons come from and things. But yeah, I haven't even really got to the Orcus specific stuff yet.
It's too bad we don't speak the demon language, because that'd probably be pretty helpful.
Yeah, it seems like there'd probably be a little more information to dig into with that one.
Well, I mean, I'm happy to start reading through any you've got that you haven't started yet.
Sure. I will. I'll hand you this one.
So, Tom, I just sent you some information that you can find in your next reading here.
I see that. All right. So I hand over the book I haven't started on, and I give that over to Glim. And I get the crab claw to turn my next page. And I say, ooh, there's some stuff here. Apparently, let's see here. Orcus, the demon prince of undeath. He's known also as the Blood Lord. Ooh, let me just write down Blood Lord for cross reference. All right. Let's see here. He takes some pleasure in the sufferings of the living, but far prefers the company and service of the undead. His desire is to see all life quenched and the multiverse transformed into a vast necropolis populated solely by undead creatures under his... Okay, so far,
kinda,
like that's...
Kind of what the priestess said,
kind of what she said, yeah. Let's see here. Orcus rewards those who spread death in his name by granting them a small portion of his power. Oh, geez, all right. Ghouls and zombies. His, he likes necromancers.
Oh.
Tell you that much. Okay, here's what he looks like. That's he's bestial. Mm. He's got a diseased kind of decaying look, lower torso of a goat, as most good demons do, I think. Then a humanoid upper body, corpulent belly, swollen with rod, great bat wings. Whoa. And his head is like the skull of a goat. Oh, wow. All right. Oh, and apparently he's got a wand of Orcus that he wields in one of his hands. So lots of stuff there.
As you finish reading that out, you hear from the front, oh, hello. Yes, your name is Book? That is a very fitting name, good friend. Where is our friend? Have you seen them? Over there?
I send the crab claw like 10 feet up in the air and wave it towards them.
I see. He put out his claw signal. It's the Moot signal. Here we come to see our friends. Not feel. See our friends.
That was a slip. So, you deserve to be left alone with Hillip for a while.
What?
Did you guys have a good walk?
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing some research.
How's it coming?
Well, good. I mean, Moot learned a bunch of stuff, and I mean, I've just found some stuff in this book, and he likes to work. Orcus, real bad dude. Crazy, scary looking.
Mm-hmm.
Blood Lord. undead, lots of stuff the priestess said, likes Grouse. Cultists and necromancers who murder the living and then manipulate Grouse. The dead.
All right.
So I guess the ultimate conclusion is he's definitely a bad guy. Definitely, yeah. Definitely real, real, real bad.
Now, is this like, listen, I know we were given this information and stuff about like Orcus, although it really, we were, it, all the ghost boy whispered was Orcus. Mm-hmm. I didn't say like
yeah,
a
but
win.
He wasn't like super thrilled about, like he wasn't like Orcus.
Well, that's good because otherwise, I mean, would we even be able to trust whatever he said anyway?
No.
It's true.
Should we
it's,
trust it now?
I don't know. You make a good point. I mean, how reliable are small boys with three eyes in graveyards?
I don't know. I just think that this is something for like the Decimators of Dragons, you know?
Yeah. This might
I
be
think
a
it's
little
outside of our wheelhouse.
Here's the thing. You know how I maybe have mentioned before once or twice that I have this destiny?
No, I don't. I don't recall.
Okay, so I have this destiny,
no,
and I'm going to help
joking,
save the world.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Because okay. Now it's all of our destiny.
Right.
Remember we talked about this.
Remember we were real.
It's our
we sort
destiny.
Of talked about it. Oh. Well.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
We
Maybe it's a different sort of destiny than that food thing we were talking about, Hillip. So
you guys have a food destiny? What's
yeah, you were there. We were at the four food destiny. Oh, you were making the tea.
You were making the tea. Yeah. We were talking about being the four food of tears, and so yeah, I have this destiny, and part of my destiny is that I'm gonna find people who are going to help me, and it's you guys.
Well, I mean, of course we can help. I'm just saying, maybe this, like looking up stuff about Orcus, might not be the route to go, considering that maybe we shouldn't be the ones to fight him.
Oh, it's not time for us to fight almost anybody. Don't you think? I think so. It's sort of a long story, but I'll try and be quick. Okay, so I'm born and I have this great destiny and people are worried, and then they take me to this village and I get raised by these two wonderful women who I think are my two moms, but then they're actually just my adopted moms. And I'm telling you too much, but part of my destiny is that I was going to find two people that are going to help me save the world. So one's a halfling on the run, and that seemed obviously like it must be Sully, because remember we met and you were acting real weird and you were like a linen and you had stolen a thing. And like, so you seemed kind of on the run, and then half orc struggling to find his light seemed very mysterious. But, you know, like you were trying to figure out your magic. And so, So here's the thing. There are a lot of steps I have to take before I can reach my destiny, and one of them is that I need to go to the land of the Dragonborn and declare my faith and this whole thing. So for me, my next step to saving the world is not to take on Orcus, the demon lord, but instead to just keep moving on my own personal destiny until I can get a bit stronger. So I'd really like it if you guys came with me. Well, I did that.
They didn't say anything about a caravan expert who maybe has an affinity for the breaded materials?
There was nothing specific in the kind of destiny
they probably
kind
just
of
assumed.
About,
they just assumed it was fine.
I mean, all adventurers have a caravan leader who loves baked
Touché.
Goods.
Don't worry about me. You guys were having a moment. It's okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'll drift back into the crowd here.
Well, you make a good, well, I mean, I'm not doing anything else. I
meant to tell you sooner, and then it seemed like it'd been too long, or maybe I should have waited longer. Maybe we should have, like you said, it just kind of slipped out last night, and then maybe I should have waited until we'd been friends for years, and then told you, but.
Well, I guess you're hedging your bets this way.
Never seemed like the right time, but I think I have to start heading in that direction, maybe, unless we have more we need to do here, but.
No, let's,
I mean, we don't need to leave right now, but, you know, just generally.
Well, I feel like it's pretty compelling evidence. I mean, how often do you run into a halfling on the run and a half-orc who, you know, is working on finding himself? Can't be every day.
I mean, first time for me. So.
What do you think, Sully? Should we tag along and help her save the world?
Oh, well, yeah, well, like he said, I don't have anything else going on right now, so, guess I could tag along, make sure you knuckleheads don't get into too much trouble.
Thanks, guys. And if you want to, like, if there's anything you haven't been telling me that you want to tell me, like, maybe this is a good time for us all to grow closer as friends by being honest with one another.
Oh, I have something.
Okay, Hillip. What is it?
Well, when Sully and I were on our way back here, we saw there were some people who were just questioning about the Zumba classes, and I told them that you would probably be holding one tonight.
Oh.
They were so excited when you said that.
Yeah, I was very excited.
I don't remember you ever talking to Glim about her doing that.
Well, she said it in passing, I think, one time, but I know I figured that, you know, if I helped, like, run it, you know, because I got the moves.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to run the class tonight, Hillip?
Well, I don't know all the moves.
Well, why don't you come? How about this?
Okay.
How about this? Sounds like we might be leaving Waterdeep in the next little bit.
Yeah.
And the Zumba's got a lot of great people coming. And of course, it's the best tool for letting people know about Bahamut. So maybe you could come and start, and I can make sure you know all the moves, and then you can keep spreading the good word when I have to go.
So part of my destiny would be to stay here and
continue my legacy
the Zumba
of Zumba
class. I don't have
Bahamut.
All the patter down that you have with
kid
named Bahamut. You got your head swagger like that.
This sounds like it's going to be a really good Bollywood spinoff. So if
it
you
sound very Bollywood.
Just hold on to that.
I like it. I mean, you bring your own flavor to it.
Right.
That special Hillip magic.
That Hillip magic. Maybe after the Zumba class, we all go for baguettes.
I mean, I don't know if you should go back to the bakery after what happened this morning.
Oh, that was an interruption with the Mrs. Rubenstein, not the baker.
Oh, that was outside? That was after?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I chased her down.
Well, it was so kind of you to have done that. I mean, not kind of her, but you were looking out for us, so.
Yes. That's what
maybe.
I told her. She did not believe me that I had friends. But I told her, my friends, they need these baguettes, lady. But then it turns out they didn't.
What's really strange is she just wasn't immediately very compassionate about your baguette emergency.
Exactly my point. Either story ways, we have to go run a Zumba class. You and me, Glim, so I can learn
Zapata.
Oh my God,
Glim, please, for the love of God, take him to Zumba.
Okay. Okay, when did you say it was going to start soon? Are they expecting us soon?
Yeah, like any moment now.
Oh,
they're probably amassing outside of the temple, which sounds very daunting, but they're probably just getting up, getting their warm-up on.
Probably stretching.
Stretching, doing their...
Well, yeah, you got to warm up a little before the Zumba class starts.
High kicks.
Moot. Moot, can
okay.
I talk to you
Let's
for
go
a second?
Do that. Maybe you guys stay here and keep doing research. Hey, Sully, any chance you speak Infernal?
Like
the demon language.
Oh,
any chance of that?
I thought he just meant like, can I have a conversation when I'm feeling really warm?
It's more devil language. Don't get some mixed up when you're down there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I do not. I speak common and I speak halfling.
It's all right. We got books here in common. You can help me out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we've got a Zumba class to run. So let's go, Hillip.
To the Zumba mobile.
I mean, we just walked to Zumba.
He makes that noise as you leave. Bye, book.
Hey, Moot.
Yeah, what's up, Sully?
I'm really sorry about this morning.
Well, that's okay.
Well, no, I was like super pushy and stuff, and I was being really weird about my omelet. I just had like a very strange night. You know, I thought I heard stuff, and I didn't get a good sleep. And then Hillip was naked for such a long portion of the evening, and...
It's enough to throw anyone off their game.
Well, you know how, like Lim was saying, like we can share secrets and stuff?
Sure.
Well, can I share one with you? I don't want to tell Glim because I don't think that she would approve.
Okay.
You
can tell me.
Sully like looks around and he's like, it's more of like a show you thing, but you gotta not be mad, okay?
I mean, I'll do my best, but yeah, I guess show me whatever you need to
okay,
show me.
Don't be mad. Okay, but why can't, it's not like a thing that I have, it's more of like something that I might have done.
Okay, so you're gonna show me something you've done.
Yeah. Well, come on. I'll take you there. But, like, just don't think any less of me, okay? Because I know that you hold me in really high regard. And I just don't want this to, like, sully. Wait. And then he thinks on that for a good moment and says, can you just come with me? Fuck.
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
Okay, man. And Sully leads him to back into the graveyard, close to where they were the first time when the ghost boy was there and the ground was all fucked up and stuff. And there's just a little ways beyond that is this kind of like rundown, not well cared for, like mausoleum kind of thing. And I stop at the door and I'm like, before you go in there, I just want you to remember how much of an entrepreneurial spirit I have and that I am a self-starter and that everyone makes mistakes. And...
Well, I mean, you've had so many jobs. You have to be a self-starter.
Well, right?
A crushiologist or crushologist. I'm still not clear on which one was which. Mm. Foodeteer, yeah. Herbalist,
Leninery.
What did Glim say?
Leninery, yeah.
There's a bunch of jobs that you've had, so I'll keep an open mind as best I can.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. And Sully opens the door and walks through and like kind of like holds it open and like gestures at the end of the mausoleum. Don't be mad.
You keep saying that.
Well,
I don't. What could be so bad?
I just don't think it was maybe my smartest idea, but I think that like I don't know. Like, you know, the first guy who decided to jump on a horse was probably like, his buddies are like, you're fucking insane, right? But, I mean, he took that idea and he ran with it. I lead Moot down to the back of the mausoleum where he can see in the dank, dark corners that I have a little mushroom grow up.
So this is what you put in my omelet?
Well, yeah, it's a secret ingredient, you know, and I just wanted to try to, like, you know, see the medicinal properties and maybe, because, like, I ate some and I was totally fine.
Well, you were fine, but then Ken showed up several days later.
Yeah, if you do put two and two together, I guess you gotta... And Sullivan Slight decides to punch Moot hard in the face.
I guess roll for initiative.
All right. Ooh, that's a nat 20.
Fuck, well, yeah. I don't have that.
Okay, how this is going to play out is you're going to trigger initiative with your punch in the face. So you do get your punch in the face.
I do punch in the face.
But then Moot gets the very next go because that starts.
Yes.
Initiative.
Okay. My unarmed strike is 1 plus my strength modifier. Okay, well, that's a nothing. My strength modifier. Oh, wait, that's for a saving throw. No, it's -1.
So, knowing that it does no damage, how does this look and how does this feel for Moot?
I mean, it's more surprising than anything. It kind of punched me in, like, the forehead, I guess.
But he's so small.
Well,
it's a good jump.
Well, I mean, I shrunk 6 inches.
True.
Oh,
so
right.
By the time he reaches up there, mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess just Moot's just surprised more than anything. Sully, what? Why are you punching me?
Well, I was hoping to hit you hard enough to knock you out is what I was gonna do, because I really don't like getting my hands dirty. But I guess if I have to. And Sully pulls out both of his daggers.
It's the middle of the episode.
Oh, taking a turn.
We're here to say that Patreon. No, I blew it.
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
You should have.
I like the energy Amy
bad
was bringing.
Bad rap.
I have no business rapping. What up?
My name is Russ and I'm the DM and I don't know how to rap. So we're going to talk about Patreon. Bad rap.
Okay, well,
no.
Yeah.
No, that's...
You blew our minds. We couldn't.
Yeah. No, you're supposed to. It's supposed to go to the next person.
Oh, I'm Amy, and I'm here to say Patreon listening is the only way.
No, you rhymed.
Yeah.
It's bad rap. You're not supposed to rhyme.
Oh.
Bad. My name is Carla, and I'm here to say there's a Flamykins episode coming your way. It's hard not to rhyme.
Yeah, because now we're good.
My name is Russ, and I'm here to say Flamykins is a pirate.
Yeah, this is unlistenable. Let's just get into the real content.
Apologies.
This is horrendous.
Oh, it's good, clean fun. It's good, clean. Where we have more of that is over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where right now we have Flamykins' backstory episode. If you are a longtime listener of our podcast, you know the good dear Flamykins and... how she talked about how she used to be a pirate and how she used to go on ships and she used to do all that sort of stuff. Well, we dive into that. Mm-hmm. We do it. And it's over on Patreon.
We crow because everything we thought she was making up turns out she wasn't.
Oh, fuck yeah, bud. It was a real good time.
It's a real hoot. We have a special guest DM and we... get into the history.
We do. It's special guest GM because we play an entirely different game. We play
That's
Dungeon
true.
World with Sean Howard of The End of Time and Other Bothers. Beautiful person, beautiful show, and he runs a wonderful game
beautiful
for us.
Beautiful people. Sorry.
That's good. That's good. But that's over on Patreon at our $5 a month tier. And while you're over there, we also have a whole bunch of other really great stuff, like a monthly, entirely different show, Our Adventures Of podcast, I guess you could say.
Yeah, Tom DMs that one.
Tom DMs that. I play Opalite Brightcliffs, the best character on that whole thing.
Debatable.
I apologize.
He's really something.
He's something else. That's for darn sure.
You know what?
Thanks to Opalite Brightcliffs, if Tom doesn't have anything planned, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
if you haven't listened to any of the bonus content on Patreon, you will be delighted to learn what a rascal our DM Russ is when he does not have to DM. It's pretty great.
I love to play the game. And because I'm a DM, I know kind of the boundaries of which I can play the game, and I push them a little bit with Tom, especially.
Well, he's so kind.
Yeah, Tom's not here because he's in Mexico, FYI.
Yeah, in case you were wondering why there was just the three voices, that's why.
Also over on Patreon at our $5 a month tier, you can listen to, as of Monday coming up, the entire first season of our new show, Facing Fate, which debuts to the public in January, but then it slow releases. But there, over on Patreon, you can get the whole thing right there.
It's all this other content there available for the listening.
And then we get started creating season two, which will be released early to patrons as well.
And the seasons are different.
Yes. Like, seasons are different. Spring is winter. Winter is summer. It's a topsy-turvy world.
Amy's on nighttime cold meds here.
Amy's on cold what medicine. I mean is we play Fate
play
Core
a different game
for our first season. And then our second season will be something different.
Mm-hmm.
We're switching it up a lot. We're switching it up on you. Trying new things is fun.
Not D&D even.
That's right.
It's not even fantasy. A whole new thing.
It's very exciting. So if you want more of what we do, just come join us over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where we have just a whole ton of more great content that you know and love, and some things that you have no idea what's even up there because it's Patreon. Back to the episode now.
That's how we always end the interlude.
That's what I think, right?
Back at the Zumba, how's that going?
Oh, so well. I mean, Glim's a pro. I don't know. How's Hillip doing?
Let's roll for it and see.
Okay. Oh.
That's going to be a 5.
So I guess I was picturing, like, so I'm at the front and he is at the front with me.
Yeah, kind of like a step behind.
Yeah, and just, like, to the side, but I would say, like, great news, everybody. I've got a special guest leader today. Some of you met him already. It's Hillip.
You see him, like, just kind of psych himself up. He's just like, okay. And then when you say his name, he's like, yeah, baby, I'm
and then
here
I start
to
clapping, and everybody claps.
It's just a smattering of applause.
Hillip's going to be learning how to lead the Zumba classes, so I want everyone to be really supportive, and let's get going.
I'm going to pump all you funky kids up. We're going to have a good time with our good friend...
Bahamut.
Don't help me. I need to do this on my own, remembers? And then... in that moment, he gets kind of this look in his eye. Look, I know this is my first class, and it looks bad on me to bow out so soon... but there is an emergency, and I must attend to it.
Oh, okay. Is everything okay?
Yes. Everything's fine. Look at all these smiling faces here, ready to take on the good man Bob.
And I'm still just doing, like, step ball chains back and forth.
Everybody's
like,
following
just waiting.
You.
Just step touch. Just get ready.
Some are looking a little confused at this point, like, when is it going to start? But I will be back pronto to help you ring in the moves.
Oh, okay. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, I take care. Don't good. I take care of it. And he bolts off down the street.
Oh, boy. Okay. I mean, he's real weird. I don't even know that I think it's that weird. He's always just real weird dude.
He's a real weird dude.
All right, back in. So you've drawn your daggers. Moot, it's still your turn because you didn't really do anything.
Yeah, I'm going to roll a persuasion roll. And I'm going to try and talk Sully down.
Okay.
That is a 20, but wasn't critical.
Okay, what is your persuading? What are you trying to persuade?
Sully, put the daggers away. We're friends. We can talk this through.
So that's what Moot's done. Kind of put his hands up, trying to garner your trust again.
Yeah,
I don't know what I did to break said trust.
Let me think about it for a second. No. Well, I'm going to slice at him. Both daggers. 13.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby. And the other one is a 15. So that's 2d4 plus 5. 3. That's 7 plus 5 is 12.
Cool.
That's 12. That's 12.
How many hit points you got?
Slashing damage.
9. Cool. 9.
Cool, cool, cool.
It's not cool.
Glim, roll me a religion check.
I'm so sorry.
We both knew it would come to this, Amy.
And that's a 19.
Cool. So you...
Yep, Bahamut is a real cool guy.
Hillip's just run off down the street. You've begun the course... the thing, and you get this almost omniscient feeling and a pull that something bad is happening, and it's in the direction of where Hillip ran off to, which you know is more or less direction of the cemetery. Hillip runs back in. He's like, oh, I thought we were going to try and make him in the team.
Yeah, he wasn't being a team player.
No, well, now we're going to have to put him in the closet here with all the other that we have.
Well, it's getting a little cramped in there, but I guess we can.
Well, he's bleeding out all over the floor. It's going to make it very hard for recruitment next time when we have this big blood stain in the middle of the floor.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then I guess you're just going to have to clean it.
Look, Ken, it's time to move everything off to the side. Just grab his legs.
No, I'm going to open the door. You drag him in, Barry.
Gosh, damn, I'm cleaning up your mess here.
I open the door, and inside you see Sully and Hillip, bound and gagged and unconscious.
All right, we toss him in here. And as you close the door, Glim, you make it to the cemetery. Tom, make a death saving throw.
Right. It's just straight d20, right?
Straight d20. 10 or higher, you're successful. 10 or...
15.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you're successful on 1. You can mark those on your sheet.
Amy's cheering for you. Ken hopes you die.
So I guess I leave class like, you're all doing a great job, I'll be right back. Run. And then is the mausoleum door open?
Yeah, you make it to the cemetery and you're kind of walking through, following along where Hillip's footprints had led you, because he was running with fever, not really trying to cover his tracks, and he leads you to the mausoleum, and the door is cracked ajar.
Okay, so I'll walk up to the door. Hillip, what's going on? Why did you run away? I thought you wanted to take over classes, and I have just this terrible feeling.
Oh, yeah, no, it probably was some gas. Gas is a terrible feel. Just a second, I'll be right out. Just hurry up, okay?
Idiot. Can't believe you let her here.
I didn't mean to. I told her. I gave her the best story.
And he comes out and opens the door and says, hey there, cool cat. What you got going on? And he's kind of blocking the doorway.
Russ's body movements
just really awkwardly shifting around. Well, what's going on? You're acting so strange, and
you know what? You are acting strange today too.
About you,
I don't act strange. I act like Hillip acts.
You're right. You are 100% perfectly
he
killed.
He acts like this all the time.
What do you mean?
I act like this all the time.
What do you mean he acts like this all
I
the
mean,
time,
I mean, what I'm saying is I act like this sometimes when I am feeling accosted.
What are you doing in there?
I was stashing shovels.
So in the middle of class, you remembered that there was a shovel out here.
I didn't want
graveyard.
One of those moments where you step on it and it flings up and hits somebody in the face. So I knew that that could happen because somebody was probably trying to come find and look for, see their.
Why was
bid.
Your shovel here?
It's what? Not my shovel. I took a part-time job as a shovelier.
Okay, what's going on, Hillip?
I mean,
spending too much time with Sully.
You can roll in. You get that there's something going on. It's nothing going on.
Okay, I'm going to try and like push past him to get inside.
All right, strength, because he's going to try and block you.
15.
Nope. You get by.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, yeah.
That you meant.
No, that was like, me. Oh. That was a big note for Hillip.
Okay. Okay, what's going on
hey,
in here?
Oh, and, nothing.
Sully, what are you doing in here? I must see him, right? We're in a mausoleum.
Yeah, there's not really many places to hide. Except for apparently that one closet.
Except for a closet. But regardless, you aren't in it.
No. I'm tending to my night garden.
What does that mean? Is that some kind of weird sex euphemism, Sully? It's not. Hellup's acting super weird. What's going on?
What's your passive perception, Glim? Sorry, before.
Passive perception is 11.
You definitely see the pool of blood on the far side of the room.
Okay.
He's acting weird because he came in here as I was doing my gross sex thing, like I do.
Yeah, it's super gross. It was like 1 foot higher than the other.
So like stands?
Whoa. That's some very
then,
some very advanced sex moves.
Then there was then there were spoons involved.
You guys, why is there blood on the floor? What's going on?
I did not do that.
I don't think she said that you did. Wow, you sound really suspicious right now, Hillip.
I am not suspicious. You are suspicious. I found you with a friend. Who?
I'm going to pull out my war pick because Hillip's acting like a total weird beard.
Hey.
Not in his normal charming way.
I'm just going to, okay. Is this the plan? This is not
Sully, is this your blood? Did he do something to you? What is going on?
No, it's just part of my weird sex thing.
Sully, what do we do?
Blood is part of your weird sex thing?
Well, you know, it's a cultural thing. It's a halfling thing. I don't need to explain my extracurricular activities to you.
I mean, you do if someone else's blood is involved.
Well, it's not...
A non-consenting blood donor.
It's not a person's.
Glim, you hear behind you the sound of scraping metal on the floor. And you turn just in time to see a shovel zip by your face as Hillip swings down a shovel at your head.
Hillip, what the heck?
Oh, wow. These shovels really get out of control sometimes.
Jesus Christ.
You need to put that shovel down right now.
You need to use it a little bit better than that.
Sully, what?
Okay. And he tries to swing at you again. Roll for initiative.
Well, that wasn't a great roll.
19.
Make a death saving throw there.
Wait, sorry, 20.
Oh, Moot. I rolled a 1. I didn't roll a 1. I rolled a 2, and I have a minus 1, so 1.
That was a 10, so is that a fail?
No, it's a pass. 10 or higher.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Ken is up first.
Listen, I'm really sorry. I didn't want to have to do this. And, I left my daggers inside Moot's body.
We would say that you probably took them. Really?
I have a feeling like the bickering and the dragging.
All right, well, that's on you then.
Oh.
It's a character choice you made.
Yeah, I just feel like it probably would have happened. Okay.
I mean, there's shovels. You could go with a shovel.
Yeah.
This has been established.
Yeah, I pick up a shovel that's near me and being very nonchalant about it. But I'm like, listen, I really didn't want to have to do this because, you know, we already got you. And you could have made such a good one.
Got me what? What are you talking about?
Do you enjoy your omelet? And I swing at her with the shovel.
Roll the hit then.
Okay, 17.
Nope.
Oh, thank God.
This shovel swings and glances off your armor or whatever you're wearing. Just barely nicks you. He swings at you with a shovel. That's a 10.
Okay. Now it's my turn.
Now it's your turn. Oh, she dodges real good.
I'm going to try and hit Hillip. I mean, I'm going to try and not. I'm not trying to.
Non-lethal.
Non-lethal. Okay. Exactly. So that's a 22.
Oh, Jesus.
And you're going. Sorry, you're going for who Hillip. You think of as Hillip?
Hillip. Okay. I'm less attached.
Yeah,
to
yeah, 22 definitely hits.
So that's 13 damage.
Explain to me what it looks like when you. Not kill, because you were going for non-lethal, but knock unconscious.
Well, I mean, I guess I must hit him hard with the non-pointy end, with the flat end of the war pick, not the, like, the flat end of the head, rather than the pick pointy, super dangerous part of the pick.
So, yeah, it, like, hits him, I'm going to say, in the side of the head, and you just see, like, the in slow motion, his face just, like, mushes, and, like, spit flies out, and a little bit of blood, and he falls to the ground, and he's like, oh! Moot's got to roll a death saving throw.
Okay. That is a 2.
So that's one failure. With all the commotion going on, Sully and Hillip kind of stir, so you're not really all there, but you kind of look around. You see Moot bleeding out on the floor in front of you. You see Hillip across from you, bound and gagged, and you're in this darker room. And you hear commotion outside of the door that you can see. We'll say that's your turn for this one with Sully, and then it's back to Ken.
All right, well, Ken is going to swing again with that shovel. Oh, that's only a 13.
Nope.
Listen, you would have been a really good one.
One what? What are you talking about?
Well, you're so big.
I guess it's just me. Cause
yeah, he rolled he succeeded on a saving throw. Unconscious.
So yep. That is only plus 7, 13, no, 16.
If it meets, it beats. Yep.
Okay. 12 damage.
You done and died me.
Or at least I'm unconscious to you. I wasn't trying to kill you. I still think you're my friend.
So you two get, again, a swift hit that just takes the wind right out of you and you fall to the ground unconscious. Ken.
And I guess I'll look around. I mean, again, we're in a very small space. Do I see the door?
You do see the...
You probably see a bloody dragged trail.
Definitely there is a bloody dragged trail that goes into this side closet, but you can presume is a closet.
Okay, well, I'm going to go open that.
You see Moot bleeding out inside, and another Sully and Hillip bound and gagged on the ground.
Oh my God, you guys, what's going on? And I start untying them. Like, I thought you were just outside and you were evil and you were trying to kill me and...
Yeah, it's probably best that you didn't ungag him. Oh my God. Move.
I also would like to...
Can you fix him? Also, where is that handsome bastard? I'm gonna punch his beautiful face in.
They're both unconscious, I think, but I hope someone can explain what's going on. But I put, I just put both my hands on Moot, and he regains 5 hit points.
So you are back up to 5 there. Moot, stable. You see he's got 2 daggers cuts. Well, 2 daggers, actually. You probably pull the daggers from him before you do that, I would assume.
I do. Yeah, that does. I'm not a doctor, but that does seem like a better solution.
And then you see the wounds pull closed with a glowing light coming from your hands and sealing up the wounds and stopping the flow of blood. And Moot, you're back awake, groggy, but awake.
Sully, what? Why?
Why? What?
It wasn't.
I didn't do that to
you. It wasn't Sully. There's an evil Sully and then an evil Hillip, and they said they got me too, but I got them and they're unconscious, so.
They're not Sully.
What's going
and
on, you
Hillip.
Guys?
Those are our lumps.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Ken and Barry.
Omelet. They put more mushrooms in the omelet.
What?
Yeah, they
Sully?
Got. They got a whole grow up there. I think they're going to try to get everyone to be like hot, like clone, like so, like lump growers, which so isn't a job
gonna,
I wanted.
So when's that going to happen? How long did it take? I ate that omelet. Am I going to turn into a lump, or my lump's going to come out of my whatever thing happens?
I don't know. It's probably going to be your butt, though, considering that dream that you had.
Oh, no, is that...
No, I don't know. I don't know. But I bet, though, if we can figure out what it is, we can probably tie you down and cut it out before it becomes, like, a fully formed
right.
thing.
Because, remind me, you, like, had an injury you didn't understand, and then it turned into a lump, and then the lump came off your body.
Yeah. But I didn't want that lump to come off my body. And you won't either. You're going to love it. Just feel like someone really knows you, you know, like inside. You know what? Maybe we could talk about this later. What are we going to do with handsome and stupid over there? Quiet, stupid.
I'll take Hillip's gay.
Oh, thank you, good friend. That was a dusty rag they used. Dry mouth.
How long have you guys been here?
I've been here for a couple few days.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well, I don't know. The last thing I remember is... Yeah, I remember going and checking on a suspicious figure when you guys were all sleeping.
So just last night?
Yeah. Feels like I've been in this closet forever, though.
Well, let's go see what's up with those guys. Are they dead now that I know they're bad guys? Can their unconsciousness fade into death?
Well, I think we should probably see if they fed these mushrooms to anybody else.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Hillip, how long have you been in here?
It's like 2 or 3 days.
Oh, days.
Yeah, I've been locked up. They keep coming in and kabonking me on my head noggin.
Moot, when you went to the library, they just went for a walk. Remember when I got stopped by all those people about the Zumba classes?
Yeah, they disappeared on their own for a bit before they came back to the library. But, I mean, the only food I saw either one of them prepare was the omelet. I mean, the baguette was still in its unsullied form. So I think that's the only thing that
Unless they were feeding people
ate.
Down in the docks.
Unless they were putting it in the water supply.
Oh my God, Sully.
Why? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that the water supply would be at the docks. Is it a salt? It's salt water.
Well, I just don't know what Hillip's been doing or Barry's been doing these last few days is all.
You're right.
He's not been accounted for this entire time.
What you funky bunch want to do with them? Do we kill them? They seem like real people. That seems like bad news bears.
It's like killing your own child.
It's like killing yourself.
Somebody else do it. I don't want to do it.
Do we take them to the police? Try to explain this situation?
Do we feed them mushrooms and then see what the clone of a clone looks like?
I don't think we should be doing experiments on them. I think we need to destroy the mushrooms. Can we agree we should destroy the mushrooms?
Yeah,
yes, let's get rid of the mushrooms.
Okay. Let's burn the night garden.
That's what I'm going to call my vagina from now on.
Oh, Jesus.
It's what it sounds like. I mean,
it really does.
My night garden.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say you can absolutely burn the night garden.
Okay, I'm going to...
Permission granted.
Great. I'm going to burn the
permission
night garden.
Permission to never say night garden again.
We burned it. It's gone forever.
Death cookies.
You hear both of them Ken and Barry begin to groan.
What do you guys want? What are you, like, your mushroom people or something?
That's offensive. I'm a real person.
We are the better versions of these two.
Well,
we are the twins. We are the twins of them, and now we have to kill them and then make more of us.
No, we're not going to let you kill them or...
He begins to move for the shovel.
Okay, well then I'm going to hit him again. It's a 16.
16 will still do it, yeah.
That is 9 damage.
I'm assuming this isn't, you know, non-lethal at this point.
This is no longer non-lethal. I'm not that concerned about preserving the life of the weird mushroom clone people.
Tell me how you kill Barry, and then roll me a wisdom saving throw after you describe.
Okay. Okay, I think, again, I'll just hit him with the... He's already pretty, like, so I don't want it to be gross.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hit him with the flat side again, but it's, I mean, these are two sustained temple injuries. This is not great.
Yeah. And then wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw. Hey, that is a 17.
You seem fine with murdering this person who looks like a good friend of yours.
Okay.
So it's just a walk in the park.
She can separate good and evil, black and white.
It's true.
So now the only remaining baddie is Ken.
Yeah, hold on a second. Wait, just hold on a second.
Okay.
All right. You're very reasonable.
Do you have some sort of explanation or something to say?
Yes.
Or?
I am not a bad person. It is in my nature to help propagate my species and the survival of my species. And we are an important part of the ecosystem.
Did you stab my good friend here, Zamut?
2 times. Well, once, but simultaneously twice.
That does not sound like good behavior for a friend to not be punched in the face until he's dead.
Yeah, but if you look at it from my perspective, he was going to stop my people from living, a whole race of people. So wouldn't you protect your family too?
Moot, you're up in initiative order.
I'm going to cast Magic Missile on this person who I thought was my friend.
Okay.
And that is, it's guaranteed hit. I summon 3 darts of glowing magical force, and I'm going to throw all 3 of them to hit simultaneously.
This is going
to
be messy.
First one's a 3, second one's a 2, so that's 5, and a 4 is 9 damage.
3 magical bolts zip out in mid-sentence as Ken is describing, you know, the attempted murder on Moot, and they strike him square in the chest and explode, and gray and green guts shoot out and spill all over the floor as he melts into the mausoleum floor. Make a wisdom saving throw for me.
Gross. That is... I really need to learn what the bonuses are on this character. That's a 15.
You also seem fine with this murder. Your separation is great.
Well, I mean, this person did stab
it's
me.
It's true.
True. Just tried to kill him. In fact, almost did.
Oh my God, you guys.
Sorry you had to see that, Sully.
Yeah, you make a saving throw.
He was sexy.
Yeah, you're fine.
But there can only be one.
Guys, I don't know how fast this is going to happen. I feel like it might be... not for a while, but maybe I would like to be somewhere where I can't hurt anybody, where I get my lump, and then it turns into the thing, and maybe can we just, like, go back to the temple for a few days until we, like, I flush this out of my system?
Well, yeah, maybe so let's talk to that priestess lady, because she might know about... Let's take a... Okay, let's... First, let's take a mushroom sample.
Didn't you burn them already?
We've already
burned the night garden. Okay.
Yep, already gone.
Well, we can describe a mushroom to her, and then maybe she knows about them, or we can find a book about them, and then maybe there's some sort of like potion or, you know, something.
Yeah, and if not, worst case,
we cut it out of you.
I mean, you won't even really have to cut it out. It just will form, and then it will escape, and then you can kill it.
Well, I was kind of hoping maybe we could catch it before it can run.
I mean, it's just a little lump, and we'll be in a locked room, but okay, sure.
Yeah, I feel like if we're all ready for it.
Gosh.
Well, I just spent the better part of a day locked in a closet next to...
Yeah, after seeing what those lumps can do, cautious is good.
All right, let's get you back to a priestess, because...
Yeah, now I gotta... Caleb, how do you feel about teaching Zumba?
I'm not very good at the Zumbas.
Okay, well...
Are you talking about just, like, cover while you do the thing? Because I could fill in for a couple days while you get your business taken care of.
Yeah, why don't you try and run the class tomorrow?
Like, get your business taken care of. It's like she's getting, like, a Brazilian done or something.
Totally.
Just, you know.
I'll be tending my night garden.
You guys exit the mausoleum and all the gore inside.
You just gotta leave it there.
Intro music was by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.filmmusic.io. Other music and sound effects can be found at epidemicsound.com. Thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Ryan Cushman, Joshua Dixon, Devin Michaels, Cat Waterflame, and Jacob Madden. Find out more at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
Tap them on the shoulder, and it's a...
It's an animatronic peach, which is a weird
wolf.
This library is a crazy.
This is a terrible NPC generator that I picked here. It is a...
I just gave you animatronic peach. You don't want to use that.
Right?
I open the door and inside you see Sully and Hillip bound and gagged and unconscious. Okay, not unconscious.
Sorry, I missed the unconscious. Let's cut that. He makes a lot of noises when he sleeps.
How many times did you have to roll to finally admit defeat that you failed?
No,
and
I rolled for several different things.
He was just like,
they were all bad. That's why you heard it, saw it, and dodged it.
Dungeons and Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You start with your own breathing. Match the rhythm of the breeze that carves the canopy, the birds and bugs chirping in set intervals. Feel the subtle pulse rising up from the ground beneath you. To wander is to dance with the forest. But the forest isn't just the partner. She's the music, the style. She's the rhythm, She's the set of ancient steps and movements that have been passed down from one dancer to another. She teaches you to dance the dance she invented to the music she's singing in a tonal system she thought up one night as it pleased her. You breathe, and you listen, and you wait for your place. Your first step, the call to... Wanderer is a new fairy folktale podcast from T.H. Ponders, a member of the Fable and Folly Network. Listen to the show by searching for The Wanderer in Apple Podcasts or by visiting www.callofthewander.com.